Keith Newman, thank you very much for joining me.
I'm pleased to be on your show.
Tell me, what surprised you the most in this survey that you released today?
Well, we were conducting a survey on Canadian public opinion about immigration and citizenship. And this is research that we've done before, and we've been doing surveys on a regular basis going back a number of decades with some of these same questions. And we felt it was important to do a survey now to see if opinions in Canada have been shifting over the past year or so. Certainly with events happening in the United States and Europe, anti-immigrant sentiments, questions have been raised in Canada about whether the same sort of trend may be happening here. So we felt it was important to update with our research and see, in fact, if that's the case. So we weren't quite sure what to expect. We thought that opinions might be holding steady, as they have been over the past few years. But it may have also been possible that opinions may, in fact, have become a bit more negative just based on what we were seeing elsewhere. So we were surprised when we saw in our results, in fact, we have the opposite trend, that opinions on our key indicators are either stable or have actually improved noticeably in the last 15 months. And that did come as a bit of a surprise, but also welcome news.
Now, 8 in 10 Canadians believe that immigration has a positive impact on the economy?
That's correct. That's a pretty high number. But it's not surprising in that we've been asking that question of Canadians for a number of years, going back about 20 years, and we have consistently seen a large majority of Canadians agreeing with that statement, certainly going back 10 or 15 years.
Now, of course, one of the biggest immigration stories of this year and the end of the last year was Canada bringing in over 30,000 Syrian refugees. What were the attitudes towards the Syrian refugees in the survey?
We did ask a couple of questions. These were new questions. We haven't asked them before. And the first question was, we asked people, we sort of described the number of Syrian refugees, as you said, and asked people whether they felt that that was the right number to be taking in at this point, whether it was too many or whether it was not enough. And there was no consensus, no public consensus. There rarely is. But almost half, a strong plurality of 48%, felt that this was about the right number of refugees for Canada to take in this year, 48%. 36% felt that we were taking too many, and another 10% felt that we should, in fact, be taking more. The second question was, for those people who said we're taking in too many Syrian refugees, we asked a follow-up question to ask them to tell us why they held this view, and this was what we call an open-ended question. We didn't give them responses to pick from, but they had to tell us in their own words why they felt this way. And so when we asked this question, two types of responses were predominant. People were most likely to say that they felt it was too many because the country doesn't currently have the infrastructure or capacity to properly support and integrate this many people. So 53% of this group felt that was the reason why they felt that too many were being taken in. That's over half of that group. Another 40% in this group felt that their concern was that this taking in this many refugees was diverting important resources from other priorities, healthcare or education or whatever, and that this was going to be a burden on sort of government budgets and that sort of thing. So those were the primary reasons that people gave for saying too many. Some people did say that they felt that refugees had sort of different values or lifestyles or wouldn't fit in, but that was only about 14% of this group, and only about 12% of this group expressed concerns about potential security threats. So those were not the reasons why most people felt that we were taking in too many refugees.
Now, about more than half of Canadians you surveyed felt that too many Canadians are not adopting Canadian values. What's going on there?
Well, that is correct. That's, again, another question that we have asked. We've asked that question since 1993. We've asked it every couple of years. And from the beginning, we've always seen a majority of Canadians agreeing with that statement, saying that too many immigrants are not adopting Canadian values. So I think it what it gets to is that there is some level of discomfort or concern, and I think what people are saying is that there are some kinds of immigrants or newcomers that they have concerns about, not necessarily all. So it has been, I think, a consistent pattern that while people believe that immigration is good for the economy and that the numbers are not an issue, that there are issues with fitting in. But what I think is most important with this survey is that the proportion of Canadians who agree with that statement, which is 54%, has dropped significantly over the past year, in fact, the last few years. So not as many Canadians are now expressing that view. And in fact, this proportion is now the lowest proportion we have recorded since 1993, suggesting that there may, in fact, be this may become a diminishing concern.
Were there regional differences in this view? Because I know, for example, in Quebec, the Charter of Our Values was a hotly disputed issue. You know, the values of immigrants and did you see any regional differences?
There are some regional differences in this in these results, not dramatic in most cases. I think on this particular question, it is correct that agreement is higher in Quebec as well as in the Prairie provinces. So the national average on this statement is 54%. In Quebec, it's 57%, so higher than in BC or Ontario. But it's interesting that this decline that I mentioned in agreement with the statement has happened as much in Quebec as anywhere else. So while it may be a greater concern in Quebec, it's also been a declining concern there compared to our last survey 15 months ago.
Now, you have been tracking this issue for so many years. Do you have an idea why do you think Canadians seem to be so open to immigration?
You mean compared to another country?
Yes.
I think it's partly the circumstance, to some extent, that you know, Canada does not have a share a border with a country that that sends refugees or immigrants in, unlike many European countries and even the United States, which has a southern border. So Canada is in a better position to regulate its immigration flow and tends to take immigrants with more education. So part of it, I think, are the facts around the dynamics of immigration to a country. Certainly, Canada is a very large country and with a low birth rate, and so I think the role of immigrants is a bit different than in some other places. But I think culturally and historically, as we know, Canada has always been a country of newcomers and immigrants, going back 400 years. And there is, I think, a culture of accommodation and acceptance of difference that I think is more part of the social fabric in Canada than in many, if not most, European countries, the United States, Australia, and so forth. So there is something about Canada that is distinctive that we certainly have seen in past years. I think what's significant here is that we seem to be seeing a trend where Canadians are becoming a little more comfortable than they were before, where we're seeing the opposite trend in some other countries, which is being driven by, I think, political dynamics. In most of these other countries, there is a party that could be identified as an anti-immigrant party. And Canada may be unique in not having a major political party that has a formal platform that is talking about reducing immigration or controls on immigration. And I think that speaks to the political and social culture of the country. While there is concern, you know, in the population among some immigrants not fitting in, I think we have seen this and continue to see this. We also find in our research that almost everyone, in this case 91%, says or believes that someone born outside of Canada is just as likely to be a good citizen here as someone who's born in the country. And I think that speaks quite a bit about the sense that people that come from elsewhere can indeed fit in very well.